Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everybody. This is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie, and I have a special treat for everybody today because the lady that I have on today, and I usually start with, you know, my advertising and stuff, has been a longtime contributor of the magazine, and I can't even tell you when she first found me or I found her, but she's going to be on the show. Says one, two, three. This is the fourth time she's on my show, so it's going to be really wonderful. Anyways, the magazine is up, the current issue, and if you want to submit anything, it's mysticlivingtoday.com. If you want to submit anything now, it doesn't have to be, you know, metaphysical, spiritual, excuse my voice, it sounds raspy, doesn't it? Spiritual, it can be, you know, poetry. I have poetry, I have book excerpts. If you go and look at Barbara Berger's stuff, she's got, we list every article that she's ever done for the magazine. And we, when her and I talk, maybe she knows when she started, because I know her first date of being on the show was in 2018. My God, where does the time go, huh? But anyways, you can go there and look at the magazine, and you'll see the variety of stuff is there. And sometimes people just send me articles, and I have columns in there now. Dr. Bitkoff has a column that he does every couple of weeks and puts something in there new. He's really into all kinds of spirituality. He's called the Spiritual Traveler, so you can check that out. And then, of course, Stars with a Z, psychics.com. Business is really slow, so we're trying to, you know, just hang tight. That's all we can do, and Barbara and I will probably talk about that. It's tough all over the world, so we have to just stand strong and know and believe that it's going to be okay. It really, really will. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in my very special guest. Like I said, she's been on the show four times. This is her fourth time. And maybe she knows exactly when she first started writing for the magazine. But, oh, my goodness, you'll see her. She's in the beginning column that I have, and we have everything that she's done listed there. It's just amazing, and we always call each other sister or sis, or, you know, and the emails are so beautiful. But anyways, I want to bring on my friend Barbara Berger. How are you today, Barbara?
Hello. I'm okay, and I'm all the way over here on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. And
I know.
I'm thinking about my sister on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, and wishing you and everyone else well.
Yeah.
So, and these very,
especially
very,
in this
very
time, right?
Challenging
in this time. It's tough. It's really tough. But my goodness, you've written, what, 15 books, am I seeing here? Oh, my gosh, Barb, I didn't know. Barbara, I should call you. I didn't know that. You wrote 15 of them?
Yep, 15 of them. And I've got a new one, actually, is going to come out, I think, at the end of this year. It's at the publisher, but you're going to love it, my new book. It's called Healthy Models for Relationships.
I like it. I love everything you write, though.
Oh,
you know,
thank you.
And, you know, when Barbara contributes to the magazine, her, like many others, you know, you'll send it right away, or I'll have it to you by the 30th or whatever, and there it is. Right on time. Mm-hmm. You never miss a beat. You never miss a beat.
Well, I think we're doing important work. That's why, my dear. I mean, we are
working for
the welfare of the world order. We are trying to help ourselves and everyone else keep our consciousness high. And there's really nothing more important than that in these I mean, I live in Europe, so our listeners understand. I live in Copenhagen, wonderful Copenhagen, but it's really, really dark days right now in Europe. What's going on in Ukraine?
Oh, it is. My goodness. I mean,
how do you
feel the same way as I do? You know, we wish we could just take our magic wand and fix it all, but sometimes the world has to go through these kinds of things, except that I really don't like to see all of this trouble and, you know, people losing their lives. And, you know, I was talking to my son. Oh, I talk to him every day, but the other day, and I said to him, you know, I'm watching all of this and all these people that stay back to help, you know, protect the country and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I asked myself this, what would you do? What would I do? And he said, mm-hmm. Well, what would you do, Mom? I said, well, I'd put my granddaughter and my daughter-in-law on a train, and I would stay with you. He said, why?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, he said, but I would make you go. No, you would not. I said,
mm-hmm.
because a son is a son forever, and
mm-hmm.
He's my dearest love. I don't have anybody in my life. You know what I'm saying? I have
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he said, well, and I suppose you'd stand in front of me. I said, if I had to, yes, I would. I would. I said, you know, I said that before even about my granddaughter. I would step in front of a bus for her. So I have a strong will. And he said, oh, Mom, I wouldn't want that. I said, yes, but I would. Because without him, it's everything else is superficial. Everything else, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I love my work and all of that. But we all have, you have a one son, or do you have two?
I have three, actually, but I have one son who works together. Yeah, I have three, but I have one son who works together with me and who writes books, and we are working on these projects together. But apropos what you're saying, a lot of people have been asking me, you know, like, because of what's going on, what can we actually do? I said, how can we help? And so in my last newsletter, I said, people can sign up for the newsletter. I don't know if you actually get it, but I tried to make a list.
I do get it.
Yeah, I tried to make a list as far as I could see, that was like last week, what we actually can do, each one of us as an individual. Would you like to hear my list?
Absolutely. This is your time.
Okay, so my first point was what you said, that people, so now I was mostly talking to the people in Europe that are, you know, following me. You could go to Ukraine and fight. If you're strong enough physically and have the courage, you could join the Ukrainian people's fight for freedom and democracy. There is no better cause than this, and you would be a true hero if you do this. So that's the first thing you could do. The second thing you could do is you could become a volunteer helper on the borders of Ukraine, and you could join the many people. And, for example, Poland is just doing an amazing job, and all the countries that are bordering on Ukraine, they are welcoming millions of refugees. They say now we're already up on 2 million refugees, and we're only talking about 2 weeks, so there's going to come millions, 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 and more people. So to help them, to welcome them, to help them get settled, it's mostly women and children. Okay, and then the next thing you can do is, if you're not going to be a volunteer and if you're not going to go and fight, you can donate money to support the above. And that's the most important thing that most of us can do. We can donate money to the volunteer organizations, to all the organizations, the world charities that are providing food and medical aid and assistance to all the people who are suffering, both inside Ukraine and those who are fleeing. Then we can also try to pressure our governments to send more aid. Or we can pressure our governments to send more weapons to Ukraine. And we can pressure our governments to put even tougher sanctions on Russia. The other thing we can also do is we can volunteer to help whatever charity organizations are near us and go around collecting money. And so, again, there are things we can do. And then I was talking to my European friends. I said we can also work to welcome the refugees to the countries where we live in any way we can help them. And I know, for example, I live in Denmark, Copenhagen, Denmark. Denmark has already received the first buses of people coming here. And there are Danes people who have like a big house, or they have an extra apartment, or offering refugees safe havens, places that they can stay, coming
with
food.
That's right.
So there's really a
lot.
And then finally, then we can also continue to take to the streets and demonstrate. It's really interesting. I live in a beautiful neighborhood in Copenhagen. It's called the Embassy Quarter, and there the American Embassy is just down the street, and the British Embassy is right over there. And but over there, about 100 meters, 200 meters from where I live, is the Russian Embassy.
Oh.
And last Sunday, there was a huge demonstration that was like, I don't know, 10, 15,000 people. And even the Danish Prime Minister was there, and she made a speech. And I, of course, went. And at the end of the demonstration, everyone, we all turned and faced the embassy, and we were all shouting, shame on you, shame on you, at the top of our And I was just standing there crying my heart out. And then I looked around, and everybody was crying. So
of course,
we have to show with our bodies, if we can, that this is not okay. And then the last thing on my list, which is also what we're going to be talking about tonight, is that we need to pray for peace. We need to envision. We need to pray for the good people of Ukraine. We need to pray that sensible people will be in charge of what's going on. So in other words, let us pray for peace. Let us pray for the good people of Ukraine. Let us envision the return of peace and stability to this tormented country. May the people of Ukraine find peace and security again in their lives. May there be safe havens on their pathways wherever they are. So we send out thoughts of love and peace and healing to every man, woman, and child in Ukraine. Blessings to them. Amen.
I have donated already several different places, but I also donate to like sanctuaries for animals.
Good.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I feed 10 deer out my the Amazon guy. Mm-hmm. Not only the Amazon guy, all these the FedEx is saying, "What are you doing with all these heavy boxes?" Because they don't know what's in it. I said it's deer food, different kinds, and I give them apples and carrots every night. I turn my light on, and Barbara, it's the most beautiful thing. I can see them between the trees. They're all waiting. Oh, Mom, they're bringing us food. I call them. I'm their mom. I'm their surrogate mother for all of them, and I feed squirrels and bunnies. And when the deer start to come, when the birds start to come here, I'll be feeding them. But anyways, you're right. Everything you've said is right. Do something. Don't sit on your hands. Don't, moan about, oh, I don't like this. Everybody needs to do something. You have to contribute to the world. You live in it. You really need to appreciate what you have. You know, I sit there and watch, and I can't really watch TV a lot, Barb, because Barbara, I guess. I always want to call you Barbara. I should just call you Sis, because I get upset with it. It actually makes me physically ill. And I'm an empath,
That's a really important point you're making, which I would like to just say that people also ask me about that. So watching TV, I would say we have to, again, we should keep informed, and we should, keep up to date maybe once a day and look at what's going on. But we shouldn't watch it all the time, because we get so freaked out. And if our energy...
crawl through the screen and grab them, and you see, these people that are just whatever they're carrying, that's all they have, and they look back and they don't have their homes anymore. Think about it. And anybody that's complaining anywhere in the world that's got a home and is making an income should be ashamed of themselves to say, I don't want to see this. I don't want to watch this. You need to see this. You need to know. And, I was a very small girl. I was around when we had some riots. There was the Watts riots and the riots in Detroit. I saw just a glimpse of horror, just a glimpse. But this is mammoth. This, and we just cannot let this happen. We cannot. And I have goosebumps. The whole time you were talking, I kept getting all of these chills, because you're right on. Barbara, you're right on with all the things. There's so many things we can do. Like I said, I've given to a lot of charities, a lot of organizations. I just, when I'm on my Instagram, I see something come through and it looks, that it's going to help the proper places.
Actually, I've also heard that people are getting very creative in the way of donating. The latest thing I've heard, that a lot of people are booking rooms in Ukraine, Airbnb, but they're not going to go there, but
They're letting people go there. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. No, they're not letting other people go there, but the people can put their addresses up, and then we send them money like we're going to rent their apartment, but we just let them keep the money. So we're helping individual families or helping individuals.
So yes.
That's a cool way. Yes, if you're thinking about, you might want to look into that. And the other thing that I found out, because I'm doing this research because people are asking me all the time, the National Bank of Ukraine has opened a special account if you would like to donate directly to the military and to all the volunteers who are coming to fight and to get more weapons. So they're different besides, like the Red Cross and the usual places that we all are donating to. There are some more creative possibilities, which if you're really into it, and like I'm really into it, I would suggest checking it out. But this Airbnb is actually a good idea, or donating to the government itself so they can buy more weapons, because the resistance there is, they're really, really having a tough time.
They are. And it's amazing when people all get together what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, just amazing. Mm-hmm. And, somebody asked me, they said, well, what can we do about, stopping this? I think what's being done is good. I think eventually it'll come around and it'll be done. But in the meantime, we have to take care of all of these souls that are homeless mm-hmm. and don't have money, mm-hmm. and they're dragging their little kids and carrying them, mm-hmm. and everybody's mm-hmm. staying back to fight everything that's going on for their country. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm amazed, and I'm so proud of people mm-hmm. that do things like that, aren't you? It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's really very, very humbling. So each one of us, we have to. It's also really important to understand that each one of us has a hemisphere of influence where we are. In other words, you're where you are, I'm where I am, and we have to be realistic about what can we do where we are. So in other words, someone like you who has a magazine, who has a radio show.
Yeah.
You have a hemisphere of influence where you can reach quite a few people. And I'm the same. I've written all these books and I have a lot of followers, so I can reach. So we have to use this.
Yes.
Wherever we are, whatever it is that you're capable of doing with the resources that you have, it's so important to be realistic about what you can do and then do it. As you said at the beginning, stand strong and believe. In other words, stand strong, but stand strong where you are. And use the resources that God or the universe, whatever you want to call it, has given you and that you have earned through your life work.
Yeah, my family or my son, of course, feels the same way. But the thing of it is that however little it is, whatever you can do, whatever, mm-hmm. I don't care what it is, a dollar or whatever, mm-hmm. But, like you said, Barbara, all of these people, they need money, they need mm-hmm. food, they need places for shelter, mm-hmm. Look at, they were in trains and buses mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. how horrifying,
and their whole life is gone. They have destroyed.
Well, that's it. That's what you've got to remember. It's like having a major hurricane or an earthquake here in the United States. Everything is gone. Only they have war going on around them. They have fire being, things being shot. When we have something like that here, it's a little bit easier to come back because mm-hmm. it's not like total destruction. Mm-hmm. Earthquake, you're going to lose your house. But you're going to go mm-hmm. a little bit further away. You're going to be able to get further away and mm-hmm. and get everything adjusted. There, mm-hmm. they don't have anything.
No, they don't have anything. Mm-hmm. It's really, really heart-wrenching.
It is. But it's a time, and sometimes I always say, well, I have said before, it's like a comeuppance for the world. It's time that we care about each other and help no matter what. I don't care what you do. Give them a bag of chips or something. Give them something. And don't worry about being a health freak. Just give them something. Just do something. Just
well,
do something.
I mean, you
that's
can
what
say
I want
that
to hear.
The flip side of what's going on is that so many people are stepping up and actually doing stuff. It's also bringing out the best. I mean, I must say the pictures that come from the Polish border, I mean, it's amazing the way the Poles have, they have these welcoming committees. So the people get off the trains and there are people standing there singing and welcoming them, and then they have these huge warehouses where they've got everything. These people have nothing, so they have diapers for the babies, and they
right,
have
exactly.
clothing, and they have food, and there's this fantastic picture that will make you cry of all the women in Poland, how they've been giving their old baby carriages and trial, and there's this long platform where, you know, you can just get off and you can get a baby carriage, or you can get a stroller, or you can get, so they have these huge warehouses, and then
isn't
they have all
wonderful?
These buses,
oh
and
my
they send them, you know, to different places where they can sleep and rest, because they're all so exhausted and they're freezing and they haven't eaten, so they feed them and they give them more clothes and they give them a place to sleep, and then once they've had a couple of days of sort of landing there, then they get, you know, processed and where they're going to go, because a lot of them have already got contacts, people they can go to, and then there are the refugees who don't know anyone and who, you know, really need help with everything. And then there are also the most heart-wrenching of all is that there's some children who are coming across alone. There's been this big story about this little kid, he's an 11-year-old boy that got sent. And he just went on his lawn, gonna cry, on this train ride for several days, and then he came to Poland and just sort of stood there. Can you imagine, 11-year-old, all alone?
No, where do I go? What do I do? Well, we know what you and I would do. We'd run up and grab them, give them hugs, and say, "You come with me. I'm going to take care of you." And oh my God,
yeah.
Barbara, you know, and it's good to talk about this because this is being recorded. And Candy is in the chat room. I want to thank her for all that she's doing. She said that there was some girl on TikTok said that every city in Ukraine was being attacked, not just what's being reported. And she was really afraid. And that's another thing. Social media is so great. I mean, you can find out anything. Just Google it.
I know.
Where do I go? Where do I send money? What do I do? You know. And I'm going to have Jackie get a list together of what, because I have my blog too. You know. So I can post anything. It's mine. I can post anything I want. So I'll have her make a list of all these things. Pardon me. What?
You could do like me, make the list. I can send you my list, and you can work on that.
Send me your list,
that.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And I, you know, I don't mind. I mean, I'm in a good shape right now. I'll say to my son, I'll eat a can of tuna every day just to do what I'm doing for all my deer. I have names for them, Barbara, it's hilarious. But
that's so wonderful.
But I said to him, you know, these.
How many deer
expensive.
Do you have? How do you mean? How many deer do you have to have?
Ten.
Ten.
So
you
funny,
know,
and I'll tell you this story. It's really the cutest thing. Last night, I don't turn my lights on, the outside light and the porch light, because when they see the light, they know, oh, she's putting the bowls out. So, and then they'll come, and then they're disappointed, and I can't stand it. I have a little camera that I can see them, because last night I got really close to one. But you have to be careful because I don't want them to run. I want them to know that it's okay here. They're safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I last night I had the big bowls all ready to go, and then I turned the light on, and there was one standing there really close to my porch. And so I quietly took the big bowl out, and I said, "You don't have to run. You know, I'm not going to hurt you." And just real quietly talking. And she stood there. It was a female. She stood there, and she watched. And then she went behind another tree because they're so afraid, and that's her sense. They have to protect themselves. And so I put two bowls out. I brought the second one out, and I stood there for a little bit. And she stood there. She watched me. And I said, "Well, okay, I'm going to go." I talked to them like they know what I'm saying. "I'm going to go inside now." And, you know, I always shut the lights off. And the reason I shut the lights off, Barbara, is because I don't want anybody to see them. I don't want them to get hurt.
So is your property up to a wood?
No,
they come?
I have a man-made lagoon. I mean, it sounds like I'm in a glamorous place, but I'm not. But I have trees. I have woods all around me. And
I probably have
the most trees on my properties, right? But I have big ones here, so they can kind of hide behind them. But I know when I'm out there, when those lights come on and I look out, one of them is called Willow and one of them is called Lily, and I'll call their names. I'll say, come on, girls, it's time to eat. I've got all your stuff out here real nice for you. And I know they're waiting, so because they know about the time frame. I do it like about 8 o'clock. And,
what do you feed them?
Well, I have two different kinds of things. Actually, they're going to have three now. I have these cherry pellets, but they also have some corn. You don't give them a lot of corn because that's not really good for them, not a steady dose. You have to give them a nice diet. And then I have this other one that's just deer pellets. For solid anchors for their deer, their antlers, and for them to have really good growth, lots of good vitamins in them, and then.
Well, if you ever come to Copenhagen, just north of Copenhagen, we have what we call the Deer Park, which is a huge preserved forest. It's a very, very old forest,
and
there's three types of deers that are inhabited up there. And, I mean, there are really a lot of deers everywhere. And there's the really big ones with the big antlers, and then there's
I had an aim point in my backyard. I called him Maximus.
Yeah, where they're huge, yeah. I have one in my window, actually, that I found up there that fell off. So I have the perfect place to take you if you ever come here, if you love deer.
Anyway,
they have a special kind of sort of big root vegetable thing that they give those deers up there.
You can give them blocks of food. Yeah, there's all kinds of things, but I give them apples and I cut up carrots. I cut up the apples and the carrots. No, I don't peel the apples. Yeah, I don't have to do that because they like that. They like the stems. They'll eat all of that. And I just found out they like camellias, the flower. They'll eat that too. And I kind of talk all the time to this gal on Instagram who's got a sanctuary. And she saw my video. It's there. And she said, she wrote me, she said, I cannot believe you do this. I said, well, but I protect them, you see, because I don't want my neighbors to say and complain about it, because then I'm going to get mad, and I'm probably going to be hauled into court, and I'm going to have to tell them all off. And I don't want to hurt them. I want them to, they're quiet. They don't do anything wrong. I feed them myself. I pay for it. And I said to my son, I'll eat a can of tuna every day. That's fine with me. I'm not going to stop.
Good for you. Yeah. But also, apropos what we've been talking about, the thing about animals is they have such good energy. It's so pure, their energy. So in terms of keeping our energy high at this critical time on planet Earth.
One of my poets, Barbara, said to me, you know why they come to you? He writes for the magazine, and I wrote him back. I said, no, tell me. He says, because it's the love you give out, and they know, they feel it. It's your energy. They adore you, he said. And so my son says, what are you, a deer whisperer? But listen to this other story. This is really great. So I ordered deer food, right, from Amazon, where I've gotten it before. They send horse food. Oh, my God, I had everybody laughing. I called Amazon. She was laughing. Then I called to thank the company because they did reimburse me of another bag of deer food. She says, why would we send you horse food? I said, well, I took it as a sign. Am I supposed to get a farm now and feed all the horses? And she was laughing so hard. She says, I cannot believe you. I said, well, I don't have room for horses. But, you know, so anyways, it's a beautiful, and every night I look so forward to doing it. It's the highlight of my, probably the highlight of my day, unless I see my granddaughter or my son or my girlfriend or I enter, you know what I'm saying? But the evening is really beautiful for me. It's just beautiful. My son said get a chair and sit out there and see what they do when it gets really warm. And it's warm here, but I don't want to scare them, you know, Barbara. I want them to feel safe, and I'm sure they feel safe here. I'm sure
they do because they know you love them. So I love them with everything. They know where there's good energy. They go to the good energy. They just do.
Yeah, so. They do. So I. But you send me your list also. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, what else should we tell people of what to do? Take good care of yourself, for one thing, because if you're not taking good care of yourself, how in the world are you going to help anybody else? You've got to start at home, take care of yourself. I mean, we could go on and on and on about it. We really, really could. But
say also again, what can we do in terms of, we have to do what we need to do to keep our energy high. And you have your, again, you have your dears. You have the things that are that sort of touch your heart. And to be on the high frequency, that is the very powerful energy. So therefore, I say the daily, I think my last article on your site was about having a daily program where, you know, that we do our spiritual practice, that we read spiritual books, or we pray, or we meditate. These kind of things, they are all designed to help us keep our energy high. And the high energy is what the world needs, because there's so much fear going on. There's so much anger. There's so much hatred. And so we have to practice the higher frequencies. We have to, it's not just enough to think about these things. We have to actually do it ourselves. For example, the love meditations, the meditating on love, sending love out to all men and women and children on planet Earth, and envisioning peace and harmony coming back, and calling on the archangels or the angels, whatever is your preference, whatever you feel most comfortable with or doing, that you should do, because that's where you have good energy.
Yep. No, and you're so, right. You're talking about me, because I do this every single day. You have to have a practice. You have to do it, like you said, every day. You have to, I talk to God, as we talked about before, I mean, every single day. Sometimes it's not really nice, because I give him a little dissertation, because I'm not real pleased with what's going on in the world. But I also say I do understand that there's meaning behind it. I do know that. And every night, Barbara, I thank God for my good health. I just had perfect blood work done again. Good health. So I have a little bit of trouble with my hand. Big deal. I get that taken care of. If that's the worst thing that can happen to me for now at my age, hello, I'll take it. You know?
I would say that's also what you're touching upon now, is that's one of the really great spiritual practices, is the gratitude. As the gratitude is a really high frequency, and being thankful for the good fortune that we do have every single day, reminding ourselves of it. That is the quickest, that's the shortcut to a high frequency, to good energy. I mean, focusing on what you focus your attention on grows in your experience, and it also determines your energy level. It determines your frequency. So by starting, for example, in the morning, it's a great place when you wake up in the morning to remind yourself of, and I'm talking about, we have so much. In other words, you have a nice bed to sleep in. You have food in your refrigerator. You have a roof over your head. You can hear and see and walk and talk. You have actually got a computer, and you probably have a smartphone, too, and a TV. I mean, we have such an abundance. We have such an abundance, and we take it for granted. We wake up in the morning, and what do? We focus on the one or two things in our lives that are not functioning. Yeah, exactly. Instead of using the power of our focus to focus on all that we do have, because that what you focus your attention on, that grows. You put your energy into it. So it's really important to understand this mechanism. It's a universal principle. So it's really important that we learn to control our focus. And that's also why I would say, in terms of the horror that we see on television coming out of Ukraine, yes, we can watch the news and we should keep up to date and we should donate and do what we can to help, but we shouldn't just focus on that, because then we get into the low frequencies. And how do we help people if we are freaked out of our minds?
That's exactly right. You can't help somebody if you're not taking care of yourself. You can't.
Exactly.
You just can't. And you have to think, whatever you believe in, it doesn't matter. I mean, I have a strong belief system, you know, and I really do. I mean, I have lights flashing in my kitchen. I have these big high beams, right? Talk about beam team, big high beams, and they flash when I'm cutting up the deer food. Yes, I know you're watching, and I know you're happy of what I'm doing, and I'm going to continue doing this. And, you know, it was really funny yesterday. Last night I said, by the way, can you heal my hand a little bit so I can keep doing this? And, you know, I slept through the night and it didn't bother me. So I got up this morning and I said, thank you. I mean, my lights flash even when my son is here, and there's nothing wrong with them. And he said, what is that? I said, well, it's probably all the people that have passed that are here watching over me, you know, letting me know that they're there. And he said, so what do? Talk to the lights? And I said, I talk to whatever is listening up there. And I said, doesn't matter. And he said, Mom, he said, I don't know where you got all this. I said, all from within, Louie, all from within. I don't know either. It wasn't my Catholic upbringing. They didn't teach me to do this. It just came to me. And this is what I am, and this is who I am, and I will do whatever it takes. I just like standing in front of my son if I have to, standing back with my son if I have to. You have to believe in things. Just believe. And I had a lady that I talked to online, and she pulled two charms for me. I read charms also. One was fearless, and one was believe. She says, these charms are for you. She said, and they've come up before. And it's true. It's true. I just believe so strongly, and everybody hears it in my voice, I know. And I'm good things come to you. Believe me, and they might not come to you in the way you're giving. You'll say, well, okay, well, I gave $100, so am I going to get $200? No. Maybe you'll get X number of days on earth still and be happy and healthy. That's how you get it back.
But it's not a question of getting it back. It's a question of circulating the energy and not worrying about it. But to go back to you, I mean, the thing is about you is that you have brought a lot of this knowledge from you, with you from the other side, that you knew these things. It's something about the incarnation that you are, that even though you live or grew up in these sort of ordinary places like I did, there's something that we have brought with us, some knowledge, some knowingness. And that has determined that our life path is not like most people. It's just the way it is. It's just...
Right.
So,
and, you know, I almost died, and I had a near-miss fatal accident with my son, almost. We were almost in one. But, you know, I was thinking to myself, and we've talked about the vision, what I had appear before me, but then all of a sudden I realized, okay, it's like, okay, here's our little angel on earth. We have to protect her and keep her because she is going to do good things for the world. Just like you, Barbara, just like the people that all do the kind of work that we do. And that's what you have to do with it. You have to take what you've been given, all your knowledge, and Jackie always says, I use my left side of my brain and my right at the same time. Well, that might be true, but I'll be like wobbling because I don't know if I can keep up with it. But it's true. You know, you have all of these abilities. Start using them. Start doing something. Like you do things for people and so do I. It's the best feeling in the world. It just is.
It just is. It's because it's love. Whether it's the deer or the people who come to you, it's just, I mean, love is our nature. So when we express it, it feels good because everything that we're seeking is what we are to begin with, and that's this unconditional love.
That's what we have. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And I have all these people like yourself. How did you find Mystic Living today? Do you remember?
I have no idea. Or did you find me? I have no idea. It goes way back. I think it's...
Oh, way back. Well, it has to go back before 2018. Yeah, because that was the first show, but we had known each other. And this is number 240, Candy just told me, my 240th show.
Yeah, but again, when I first met you, you weren't even doing the radios. I mean, you were taking a break, and so that was first. So it must have been because
taking a break, maybe it was about when my Maya Moon passed away. I took 3 months off. I didn't do the show then. We were doing topics. Yep. I wasn't doing talks.
I know how I found you. It was when my book, Find and Follow Your Inner Compass, came out. You had this woman, Ricky, I think her name was, who found the book and did a... She wrote a review. She loved the book. And that was what introduced me to you. Then we found out that we were going to do a show about the book. And then then I started coming with articles. So it's definitely, and that book came out in 2016. So that must be how far back we go.
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just wonderful. It's wonderful to have all of these connections all over the world. Now, people are probably wondering, why did you move to Denmark?
Well, that's another whole show we can do. But anyway, I just wrote a book about all that that's called Sex, Trauma, and Higher Consciousness about my life story and how, I mean, I was a refugee because of the Vietnam War, actually. I grew up in Washington, D.C., and my father was a very high man in the military, worked in the Pentagon, and I had a boyfriend who got drafted to go to Vietnam, and that was kind of before the protest movements. We were sort of the first among the young who were against the war in Vietnam, and so the army was after him, and we left the country, and we went underground, and we were actually underground on the run for 2 years. We ended up getting political asylum in Sweden. So we lived in Sweden for a couple of years, and I wrote a book about that. That was my first book about, it was called The Journey, about the Vietnam War and the protest movement, and I became really famous in Scandinavia. So that's how I got here. That's how I ended up in Denmark.
That's how I got here. I was just born in Detroit, born and raised in Detroit, and stayed there. Then moved to a little suburb, stayed there and I've been here 20 years, 21 years actually, because my son moved down to South Carolina, and I go where he goes. It was so awful when we would part ways, and I'm going to tell people this about love and about doing, is that he would get in his truck, and when we were leaving, he would go from every point that he could till he couldn't anymore, just to see us for the last time. That last time, Barbara, that I left here, I had a little talk with God out loud in the car. I always talk to him. Okay, I said, this is the deal. I said, you either do something or I do something. I said, because this is my last time I'm leaving my son. Mm-hmm. Went home, Barbara, listen to this. Went home, a guy came up and handed me a card because we could not sell the salon. It was a bad time. He handed me a card. I want to buy your business. Then we sold before 2000, before the 2001, when 9/11, we sold it 3 weeks before that happened. Sold the house in 9 days. Talk about a spiritual number. Days.
Where were you? In Detroit?
I was in Michigan.
Michigan, yeah. And what did you sell? You had a salon, a hair salon, or what?
No, I had a tanning salon, a big one.
No?
Then it was popular, and he wanted to buy it for his wife, because we knew we had to sell that first before we could sell the house. You couldn't do vice versa, and we did. I moved here, listen to this, on October 31st, Halloween.
And what year
was
that?
You were laughing so hard. My son said to me, you realize what day you're going to get there, don't you? I said, yeah. I arrived on my broom. Mighty, mighty me. Oh, yes, yes. And so you talk to God. Talk to him.
So when
was that
that you moved? Just
before 9/11. What was that, 2001? Yes, 2001.
Yep. So how old is your son now?
My son is 54.
Mm-hmm. His name is Louis?
Yeah, his name is Louis. Yeah.
And how old is your granddaughter?
My granddaughter is 17. She'll be 18 in June. You didn't know this. And she got accepted to, it's called SCAD. It's Savannah, S-C-A-D, Savannah... something of art and design, College of Art and Design, Savannah College of Art and Design, and she'll stay on campus, and she got She's already got some scholarship from them. She just won 3 awards for her work, so that'll help her getting more money from SCAD. But really funny, Barbara, is that she's so much like I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of it's uncanny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said
What's
to
her
me.
Name? What's her name?
Her name is Jada.
What's her name?
Jada, J-A-D-A. J like
okay.
in George, Jorge, J,
mm-hmm.
or Injustice. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Jada. And she is fascinated with, they just built a huge movie lot, a big, everything that's needed to make big movies. So
mm-hmm.
Universal and Lionsgate and all of them are going to go there now. I mean, we get films made in Savannah anyhow, but they don't have a place to film, like a facility. Well, now they're
mm-hmm.
going to have it. You know what
mm-hmm.
she wants to do? You know, they make these little miniature sets.
Mm-hmm.
Of what the movie's going to be, like a, you know, a bedroom or a dining room
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is, street, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and these little dioramas. And she said, oh, Graham, she said, you would love this because I love anything miniature. And I always
mm-hmm.
wanted a dollhouse, and I never got one. And she said, I stepped off of the bus because we went there when we had to drive around, and I felt like I was at home. I said, that's
mm-hmm.
it. That's how you have to feel. That's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I'm so proud. You can tell I'm so proud of her. Yeah.
So do they live close to you?
Yes, they live about 6 minutes away. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And
so
you
it's
live
a wonderful
in,
thing.
It's in, you're in the suburbs of Savannah, all of you.
Yeah, I'm about 15 minutes from Savannah.
Okay.
Because I'm in South Carolina, and that's Georgia, you know. But, oh, yeah, oh, yeah,
so
the riverfront.
So
oh, it's very historic there, very historic and very spiritual. There's a lot of ghost stuff, and many movies have been filmed there, many, many, many movies. It's really a nice place. It's pretty. That's my favorite city.
Savannah.
And next is Charleston. I love Charleston, but it's not as – Charleston has a lot of old churches and things, and I love – walking around those the last time I was there, I like to take pictures. And but Savannah has, I mean, you can't turn a corner, don't see something that's famous or where some of the movies were made. And everybody's heard of the Pink House and a lot of ghosts. It's a very, very, you can do ghost walks. And it's a big time in Halloween when you go there because we did a ghost walk. I did it for my granddaughter's 13th birthday. And, she walked with me and she held my hand. She says, Graham, are you feeling anything? I said, not yet. I said, you don't, it just happens. You don't ask for it. It just happens, you know. She says, well, do you think it'll happen for us? I said, you might get a sense of something. I said, doesn't mean you're going to see it with your eyes. You'll just feel it. So her and I both did. I mean, we saw something in this. They had a lot of cobblestone there, and we walked down these steps and down on this cobblestone, and there's these big openings of where they would bring all the goods to sell, you know,
mm-hmm.
and years ago. And I stood there, and she said, looked at me, and she said, I felt something. I said, yes, you did, because I did too. I said, so you didn't see it with your eyes. You don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You just have this feeling. It
mm-hmm.
comes over. It's hard to explain, but
mm-hmm.
you know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yeah. So I'm where I belong. I'm surprised I didn't end up here at the beginning of my life.
So you live in North Carolina, South Carolina, and they and your son and Jada, they live in Savannah.
No.
Or where do they?
They live 6 minutes away from me, also in South Carolina, same city.
Okay. What city is that?
It's called Bluffton. 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 And it's one of the largest growing cities in South Carolina. I mean, it's just, but it's scary, though. You know, my son and I were talking about that. It's kind of scary here, though, Barbara, because, you know, all of a sudden something's going to drop. And people have all of these big mortgages because these homes are selling for all this money. But then what happens? And then it's gonna drop. I mean, you know, the pendulum always swings back. So, but yeah. So, okay.
Well,
tell us about your.
I lived for a year in Atlanta, Georgia, so I spent some, I was married once to a guy who was a Danish ambassador, and he was posted in Atlanta, the Danish Trade Commissioner, so that's some years ago, so I was there with my three sons, and so I did have a chance to see some of the South. I didn't grow up there, but I have been there.
Yeah, oh yeah, Carolina mornings are just the best, but what's the weather like there for you?
Yeah, it's really cold right now. It's freezing. Yeah, still, I mean, winter is ending, and the light is, it's very dark here in the winter, but the light is starting to come back now, and there are some small signs of, we hear a few birds are starting to sing, and so everybody gets wildly happy when spring comes in the far north.
Of course. Even here, our winter was pretty mild. I mean, we've been in the 80s already around here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's phenomenal.
Okay. No, it's below freezing here at night still, so it's cold.
Oh, wow.
So
but
that's
you've
one
been
of
there
the
a long time, right?
I have been here for many, many years, yes. At first I lived in Sweden, and then, I mean, I do speak fluent Danish, and I work in Danish, and my books are published in Danish, and I have coaching and clients every day in Danish, so I'm bilingual now after all these years. So.
Oh, that's so wonderful. That's wonderful.
But Scandinavia is a great place. I mean, the people here are very, it's a very sort of, It's a society where from early age people to help each other, take care of each other. It's a very nice place, Denmark. And then Copenhagen is just a gorgeous, gorgeous old city. Really lovely.
I love stuff like that. I've never been out of the United States, but I do love all, you know, everything, like a lot of palatial stuff, a lot of big buildings and domes and, oh, gosh, I would go crazy. I mean, I would just go nuts. Because I love that kind of stuff too. So tell us about your latest book. Let's try, and I want to mention your website. It's www.beam beamteam.com. Yes.
I think apropos what we've been talking about, of all my books, if any of our listeners are interested in reading one of them, I think the one that's called The Awakening Human Being: A Guide to the Power of Mind is the one that's actually can be most helpful in these challenging times, because there's a lot about the way the mind works. And then I have suggestions for a daily program in the book. And then I also have a lot of, you know, different things that you can do, different meditations, how to do the gratitude list, how to do scientific prayer, things to read and study to lift your energy. So I think that book would be a good introduction to the work that I do, but also it would be helpful if you are sort of struggling with how to keep your energy high and how to do a daily program. I have specific suggestions in that book. So it's called The Awakening Human Being: A Guide to the Power of Mind. And you can buy it on Amazon, or you can also read about it on my website, beamteam.com. And if anyone out there would like to talk to me, because of the technology now, I mean, I do sessions with people all over the world. We can talk on Skype, we can talk on Zoom, so there's no limit to.
And that's what I was saying before about all the social media. Sometimes I think to myself, though, I wonder if it's a good thing. But it is a good thing. And then I cross it off the list and say, nope, I'm wrong. I'm not wrong, I'm just giving my opinion, but I think it's a good thing because it keeps everybody aware. Can you imagine we would have newspapers, that's all we could read, and television. Mm-hmm. Where I came from in Detroit, we had three major newspapers. We had the Detroit News, the Detroit Times, and the Free Press, all big ones. They were huge in competition with each other. And, we got all three of them because my dad loved to read about everything. I mean, he loved to read. And, but now newspapers are like, you know, everything is online. You can learn anything you want. You can take a class online. A lot of free stuff. A lot of companies are offering a lot of free stuff, free classes online, Zoom. People do things in Zoom. It's just wonderful.
But the other thing that's really important in terms of what's going on in the world today, I mean, for example, social media has been a way to share pictures and information, for example, of what's going on in Ukraine. And now in Russia, for example, they're closing all the people can't get news. There's only the state television and or sort of the accepted line. And they've just passed a new law that anybody who says anything about, if they use the word war, that they will go to jail for 15 years. I mean, they're cracking down on and so social media has been a way of sort of getting information to many of these dictatorships where people don't have, so the authorities don't allow news to be told.
I know. So
I mean, the fact that we can be online, as you say, and see what's going on right now in real time in Ukraine, for example, I mean, that really, this is the first time in history that we're all plugged into that. And so these dictators, they're really worried about that people have access to information they don't want them to have access to. So it's a very important factor.
Yeah, they want to control. With a dictator, they want to control you. They don't want you to know anything, know nothing, don't do nothing, just do what I tell you to do. And, you know, gee whiz, you just, I don't know. But what's going to happen, the comeuppance over there is not going to be good. You don't do this. You don't do this. I mean, it's just sad. And everybody is sad, too, with it. But what we can do is we can help everybody that we can. And Barbara will send me all of this information that she has, and I'll have Jackie look for her information, and I'm going to post it in the blog. It'll be there, and I can put it up as much as I want since I own it. Nobody can tell me what to do with that, but that's the beauty of it. You get the knowledge
and
out
you can
there.
Also put it, you can also put it on up on Mystic Living, so we put it up as many places as you can. I've already
put it
up on my website. So let's share this information as much as we can. So as soon as we're done now, I'll make you an email and send you all the stuff that I have.
Well, you
and,
better. And I, you know, I'll hound you if you don't. And, you know, you asked me about the Flip magazine. I have a sample of it ready. It takes a long time to do it. But when you can get the layout and just plug in the information and the pictures and the cover, it's not that tough. It really, really is not. So
now that I have you, that we're talking, and when I tried to access Mystic Living today, it was offline. And I thought
because of our certificate. It's up again. Yeah, it expired yesterday, and my webmaster was out of town. Well, he's just flying back from vacation, and he sent me an email, and he said, I see they're both about to come due today, and I said, well, do them both, but you have to wait. You can purchase the security certificate. That's the SSL to show that it's a trusted site. You can purchase it, but the DNS, it has to be sent. It has to be processed, and that's why. So I sent him another email, and I said, you realize, and I wasn't really nice, you realize these are professional people that depend upon me to get their word out. I want this up as soon as you hit the door.
Good. Okay, because I meant to tell you that when we started talking before.
It's up now.
It was up last night,
actually. And he wrote me back. I did it. I had to wait for it's called a DNS. And so you have to wait for it to be pushed through because there's certain stuff you have to put in it. And when you go to the top, you'll see that it's a trusted, protected site. And I got that because if you want to sell something, anybody that sells anything needs to have a security link. I mean, it has to be protected, and so that's why.
Okay, I'll go in and look at it now. So again, use all your outlets, my dear. Use everything you can to spread the word of what we're talking about.
Yes.
All right.
It's so great talking to you. I said to Jackie, I said, oh, this is going to be easy. She said, why? She said, oh, because it's Barbara. Are you kidding? I mean, she's been writing for the magazine for umpteen years. Are you kidding?
I do know
and
you
it's so
kind
wonderful.
Of well.
Your emails are so uplifting and encouraging to me, and that's important too. That's important for somebody that does what I do and what you do. You have to kind of, you know, just make them feel really good. You're doing a great job. Don't stop. Just don't stop.
And but again, the feeding of the deers, it's really, really important. Keep it up, because that is your, somehow or other, that happens to be your soul essence, your keynote, the animals. I mean, it's that's when you are at the highest frequency that you're at. So again, God bless those deers.
Yeah.
And God bless
my son, and my son does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Only his deer, he's got a lot of woods behind him, so they come during the day. And he told me, he said, I'm telling you, because the first time one of them came up close to me and stood there and watched me, I was real quiet and everything and talking real low to them and sending good love to them. And he said, you watch, you're going to sit on your porch one night with the lights out, or you can leave your porch light on, and they're going to come up to you. He said, I just know it's coming.
I know. I agree. And so you just keep calm and just continue what you're doing. And they will come closer and closer and closer.
Oh, yeah. They'll trust me. Now I have three squirrels eating the food that I put out for them, and they're a special dish.
But
and
okay,
I have a bunny that comes. I mean, I'm just like, my son said to me, well, all we need is a bluebird, and we can be singing what's her name? That was this, something of music, the Sound of Music. He said, you're going to be out there, you know, with your little, all your animals, just standing there with your long dress on, and come on, everybody. He said, Mom, you have the whole forest with you. And I said, I know, but it makes me feel so good. You can tell the way I talk about them. I mean, and then my cat, Mushy, he sits there and he watches them through the blinds. Oh, those are his buddies. Those are his buddies. He doesn't try to attack them because they're outside. They're so much bigger than him, you know. But, yeah, I'll keep doing it, Barbara. Don't worry about that. You have a great rest of your day. And,
you too. And I'll
send
you all kinds of stuff. And God bless you. And keep up the good work, my dear sister.
Yes, you too. You're at neck of the woods. You keep doing it too. And I want to thank Candy, of course, because she does. She's going to take this video, recording. I don't know why I think we're doing a video. This recording, and push it out and let everybody hear it. And then to go to the blog, and then I'll put a special, I can put it in right now, as a matter of fact, a list of, I can put it at the top, a list of places to go to donate and help. And you're helping the world. You're not just helping one country. You're helping the world. That's important.
Blessings to you, my dear. God bless.
Okay, send me that email, honey. Love you.
I will. I do. I love you, too. Take care. God bless.
Yes, you too. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, as everybody knows, I end the show with the same thing. Believe in things that you cannot see. They really are there. And we are going to end the show, as I always do, with Gabby Ray. Her music is called Free to Love. Listen to this. It's going to make you feel good. You're going to want to dance. I know, Candy always says, okay, it's party time, it's dance time, so we've got to do that. End it on a good note, a high note. Here you go.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors, so get the chip off the shoulder.
just a last note here. Go visit Candy at Stars Priestess Candy Ranson on starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z. Bye-bye, everybody. Remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there.